ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Inside the 50, kick is on the way. He's judged it to a nicety. Centimetre perfect.
For 50-plus years, the voice of Dennis Cometti was a fixture in the Australian sporting landscape. A West Australian who tried his luck at playing the game he loved before realising that his talents would be best served behind a microphone. And aren't we lucky he did. From cricket to the Olympic Games and, of course, Australian rules, Dennis invited you into and narrated some of sport's biggest moments. Cometti had some of the great one-liners in the business, and his delivery was, well, centimetre perfect. Today we learned of his passing, so we remember the giant of the industry that was Dennis Cometti. I'm Poppy Penny, and this is ABC Sport Daily. Clint Wildon has been part of Perth's sports media scene for 30 years, and for so many of those years would have been spent in the same hallways at various sporting grounds around Perth as the great Dennis Cometti. Clint, firstly, I really appreciate you taking some time to talk to us on what is a difficult day for sports fans generally, and I can imagine even tougher for the Perth footy media community. I imagine there aren't too many people in Australia who aren't familiar with the work of Dennis Cometti, but can you give us a bit of a rap sheet for those who maybe don't know?
Poppy, he's a giant of the sports media, not just in Perth, but indeed around the entire nation. So for 50 plus years, he was one of the voices that we associated with the great moments, the moments that bring us together. He's such an incredible loss, knowing that he's no longer with us at all. And as you say, been seeing him around so many media centres, and not just in Perth, because he was so exceptional a broadcaster, such a brilliant broadcaster. His talents took him indeed not just around the country but around the world. So you think here that the broadcast centre at Perth Stadium is named after Dennis Cometti, and it couldn't have gone to a better person or a more fitting person. In the annals of sports broadcasting in this country, he's on Mount Rushmore, and there's a few other people who will be beside him, but he's one of the greatest four that we've ever had, and plenty of people would say he is the greatest.
There are a lot of very good commentators, many that have come before Dennis, and there'll be a lot that come after him, but I really believe he's the benchmark. I think of all the people that have called the game, Dennis has created an aura about himself and an excellence that does stand, I think, alone.
It's a career that started at the ABC, and before that he played with West Perth as well in the local football league, famously went across and tried his luck with the Western Bulldogs. While he was working for the ABC, was also coaching with the West Perth Footy Club, had 2 years with them. Started as a top 40 disc jockey, which I always find interesting. So that's right back in 1968, called his first footy match, which was fascinatingly a state game between WA and Victoria in 1971. And from 1972, joined the ABC. I still think he's the youngest test match broadcaster that we've ever had. He was in his early 20s when he got given an honour that, you know, so many people in the country would love to have.
So Chappell is out for 182, leg before wicket to Madassa. I'm sure that's something Madassa will cherish for a long time, as will the crowd this innings. Off comes the baggy green cap, perhaps for the last time too.
And then, of course, moved across to Channel 7 in 1986. Still called some tests along the way with commercial radio, but, yeah, is known for not just his cricket commentary but his footy commentary, for some of the clever one-liners, just the wittiest one-liners we've ever heard from broadcasters in this country. There's so many of them. There's been books written about them.
Wilson, like a cork in the ocean over his head. It's, oh, my word!
But also, of course, for what he did for swimming, and called three Olympics and called some of the truly great moments in Australian Olympic sport.
Don't worry about all those gold medals. You called my Olympic bronze medal in 1992. Thank you.
Couldn't have done it without you.
It was brilliant.
You mentioned that Mount Rushmore of Australian sporting callers, and I think someone who might be up there with him is his great mate, Bruce McAvaney. And when you think of Dennis, you think of Bruce and some of the calls that they've had together. Can you tell me about the rarity of a connection and a bond like that between two callers?
Well, Bruce is definitely next to him. There's no doubt about that. their Friday night commentary for the Seven Network is still, I think, among the consistently best sports broadcasting that we've seen for many years. And they worked off each other brilliantly.
It was a unique style that he had. It was slightly Americanized in some ways, but it was oh so intelligent and oh so funny.
And again, I think if you're like me and you're lucky enough to watch a fair bit of the replays that now get shown on Fox Footy, every so often they will bring up a Friday night footy coverage, and how lucky were we to have those two working together for so long, and so many of those major moments, the grand finals, his call of Tom Boyd's goal that basically secured the Western Bulldogs their premiership in 2016.
And Franklin was run down. Tom Boyd's got it. Tom Boyd goes long. How will it bounce? The stadium holds its breath. It's a goal. And the Western suburbs erupt.
That still sticks with me. That was incredible. Yeah, they were. You occasionally get these combinations that work perfectly together, and that's what he did alongside Bruce McAvaney.
Well, we got on very well. We still do. I mean, we're not close, but at the same time, I really respect him, and I hope he respects me. But he would come in. It was one of those things that was reassuring, because he'd come in with this pile of books and stuff, like Albus Dumbledore. He'd just walk in. And he'd sit down, and I had nothing. I had one piece of paper and the budget, or whatever they call it, the record. So there's Albus and I, and we're calling the footy. And it was just terrific.
Again, my thoughts are with Bruce today. I know he really will be feeling for Dennis today. They were great mates. They worked together wonderfully well. And, yeah, I can only imagine how Bruce is feeling. I hope he's okay.
And then I guess to shake his hand at the end, to embrace, and to walk out of that ground knowing that I'd had the privilege of working alongside of him, it was a very emotional day.
I want to score to draw. You are the best partner anyone could have had.
When you look back at his career, and I think some of the greatest moments, particularly in the AFL in the last 30, 40 years, have been soundtracked by the voice of Dennis Cometti. I'm thinking the 2010 grand final smother.
Will he give it to Revolt? He will. Revolt runs in. Touched up the boots. Oh, my goodness.
Can you believe that?
Wonderful chase by Heath Shaw. It came up behind him like a librarian. He never heard him. Oh, no surprise. Everybody else in the library is shouting. He's got the football.
I'm thinking cork in the ocean. I'm thinking centimetre perfect. What moments of commentary from him stand out for you that you think, oh, wow, I will remember that forever?
When the deciding goal was kicked for the Swans in what was a really tight grand final.
Canterbury to Malcheski. Is that the grand final? Sydney are premiers.
That and the Tom Boyd one that I mentioned before are two absolute moments that stand out for me. But the thing, here's the thing, like, he has a list of the most incredible, clever, just descriptions of what was going on the field. Ashley McIntosh, which leaps to my mind at the moment, was like a good hairspray, capable of a subtle hold. It was one that always stood with me. but it wasn't like he used the footy broadcast to be just a series of one-liners.
One-liners? Where do they come from?
Plagiarised, most of them. America's a long way away.
He might pull out one a game, or sometimes one across a weekend, but it would be perfectly timed and just absolutely nail the moment and sum everything up. I remember one, how do you beat Wren? Where's Stimpy? And for people of a certain age, you would straight away understand where that recollection came from. He was just incredible.
It's a main event in any stadium in the world. Jenner pursued by Rioli. Rioli can't go with him. Jenner wins the gold medal.
It was another great one, talking about West Coast. The only change to the Eagles' side was Rowan Jones has had a haircut. Essendon brought in the two Johnson players, and he goes, well, if you've got a problem and you need to bandage up your team, what else would you do than go for Johnson and Johnson? There were just so many great lines.
Siren's gone. They've done it again. They've done it
Tony Liberatore. They're starting to come back to me now, Poppy. Things like Tony Liberatore went in optimistically and came out misty-optically, talking about him, Liberatore, going into a pack. Like, those things were just magnificent. And Dennis would often say that he would think of these well before the moment, which I'm in awe of, because not just to think of the perfect line, but then to be able to deliver it absolutely when it mattered. And that's I think, one of the most incredible parts of what Dennis has been able to achieve.
It's luck, I guess, to a certain extent, because you're there when things happen.
It really is such a tremendous story what he was able to do. He had a velvet voice and an incredible turn of phrase and an ability to capture the moment that made it even greater than what it was.
Clint, unlike many of us, you knew Dennis as a person and not just the caller that we all heard and loved. What can you tell us about Dennis Cometti outside the commentary box? Dennis Cometti, the person.
Yeah, for everyone who knew him and had any time with him, he was such an incredibly giving person of his time. And I can only speak for myself as just a young up-and-coming caller. I reached out to Dennis, which was quite terrifying because he was someone that I pretended to be growing up. Like, he was the person. I know I grew up in New South Wales and lots of people would have gone the Ray Warren approach. I always wanted to be Dennis. Reached out to him and said, could I get some help with him with football and cricket commentary, and just went out of his way to be helpful, caught up for a coffee, went through how he approached things, his thoughts on where you had to broadcast, where your mind had to be, where your focus had to be, how he prepared, and then did the same again when I was lucky enough to be given the role of broadcasting the swimming for the Commonwealth Games on the Gold Coast. And having never called swimming before, rang Dennis and said, could I pick his brain? And again, was just absolutely good enough to go and meet me, sit down, walk through everything about his preparation and what he was looking for and what he thought was important. He could not have been a better mentor. After I called the women's 4x100 relay at the Commonwealth Games, it's still one of my great moments, got a text from Dennis just to say, heard the call, good job, Den. And that's the sort of person he was, that he would take time out of his day just to listen to something and spend that moment to say, well done. And I know I'm not the only person. I know Basil Zemplis, when he was starting to call, was the same. I know so many other people in the Perth media. If you reached out to him and just wanted to have a chat and get his ideas, he was always unbelievably forthcoming. And, yeah, so my thoughts are with his family. My thoughts are with everyone. He knew him far, far closer than I did. But he was just... he'll leave a mark that will never be forgotten.
He was a special caller, but an even more special human. And we have been so fortunate to have had him as part of our sporting landscape for such a long time. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Poppy. Thoughts with Dennis's family, to V, Mark and everyone else.
Headlines. After the Melbourne Storm failed to acquire the services of Zach Lomax through a deal with Parramatta, the star winger was reportedly seen leaving Rugby HQ. Lomax the Wallaby? The plot thickens. Speaking of rugby, former Wallabies coach Dave Rennie has been appointed the coach of the All Blacks across the ditch. Rennie will first coach the New Zealand side in July in a test series against France, Italy and Ireland. He will then take them through to the 2027 Rugby World Cup. And if there were concerns about getting personnel and gear into Melbourne for this weekend's Formula One event, the good news for Australian fans is that Oscar Piastri has arrived at Albert Park to throngs of cheering fans. The Melbourne-born McLaren driver is hoping to become the first Australian in over 40 years to win their home Grand Prix. I'm Poppy Penny and this is ABC Sport Daily, produced by Declan Byrne. Thanks to the AFL, Channel 7, Fox Sports, the Backchat Podcast, news.com.au and the Sport Australia Hall of Fame for the extra audio used in this episode.
Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.